Hebrews chapter 11, verse 8 to verse 12. So beginning at verse 8. It was by faith that Abraham obeyed God's call to go to another place that God promised to give him. He left his own country, not knowing where he was to go. It was by faith that he lived in the country God promised to give him. He lived there like a visitor who did not belong. He lived in tents with Isaac and Jacob, who had received the same promise from God. Abraham was waiting for the city that has real foundations, the city planned and built by God. He was too old to have children, and Sarah was not able to have children. It was by faith that Abraham was made able to become a father. Abraham trusted God to do what he had promised. This man was so old that he was almost dead. But from him came as many descendants as there are stars in the sky. They are as many as the grains of sand on the seashore that cannot be counted.
Well, our title this morning is When It's Hard to Keep Going, and we're going to be looking at a part of the Bible called Hebrews chapter 12. That's the title, When It's Hard to Keep Going. Are you finding it hard to keep going in life? Everything changed a few months ago, and maybe at first it seemed scary or even exciting, different. Maybe some people even thought it was fun, and lots of people were worried. But now it just feels like it's just going on and on and on. And how much longer is it going to be? Doesn't sound like there's much sign of things being back to normal yet. And you may be feeling that you're just finding it hard to keep going in life. Or are you finding it hard to keep going in faith? If you are a Christian, then your life is about following Jesus and trusting him in faith. But there are times when that might feel hard, when you just feel a bit tired and weary of doing that. Maybe you notice that everyone else is different. They think different things. They live a different way. And you feel like being a Christian seems a bit of a weird thing. What do they think of me? Do they think I'm strange, weird? Are there things that you feel you're missing out on because of being a Christian? Does it sometimes feel like it would just be easier to just stop with all that Christian stuff, just be the same as everyone else? Are you finding it hard to keep going in faith? Well, our Bible reading today is saying to a church community, to a group of people, soon after the time of Jesus, it's saying to them, keep going. Say, it's saying it's like running a race. Being a Christian is like running a race. There are times when you're going to feel tired and weary, but keep going in that race. Run that race and persevere in that right to the end. And if you're going to do that, you're going to need to learn how. You're going to need some help. You're going to need some training, some coaches or teachers who are good at running. Well, we're going to spend a few moments now listening to someone who is really, really good at running. Maybe you've heard of Usain Bolt, fastest man alive, he's been called, winner of lots of Olympic medals. Children, maybe you know how to do that. Do you want to have a go at that at home? The Usain Bolt symbol. We're going to watch, we're going to learn from him. And while we're doing this, if there are children at home, if you're watching this, I would love you to do a bit of training with me. So if you want to sort of stand up wherever you are, and while we're watching Usain Bolt, I'd like you to try and do a bit of running on the spot. See how fast you can go with that. Keep the running up. Keep it up the whole time you're watching him and listening to him. And if he's working hard, then maybe run a bit faster and let me know how you get on. Your parents can tell me, they can leave a message on YouTube and they can tell me how fast you're running. We're just going to do this while we listen to him. Well done, children. That was some great running on the spot that you were doing at home. Your parents can let me know how that went. They can send a message on YouTube and tell me if you did a good job of running. And well done for that. It was really good. You can sit down. You can listen now just for a moment. It was really good to learn how to run and to listen to someone who knows how to run. And he said, look, there are times when he wants to give up, but he keeps going because he really enjoys winning. Now, that's a great lesson to learn from him. And it's quite like the lessons we're going to learn from the Bible. We're going to hear some people who are even better at running the race than someone like Usain Bolt, who people who are far better at it than anybody else. And we're going to hear who they are from the Bible. So listen hard to the Bible reading and see if you can work out who it is that we're going to learn from as we learn about running the race. I'm going to pray, and then it's going to be read to us. It's only a few sentences long, but we'll listen to it after I pray. Father, thank you very much that you speak to us in the Bible and that you help us with our life. We sometimes want to give up with all the things that are hard in life, and we sometimes want to give up with all the things that are hard in our faith. But we thank you that you help us with that, and that you're helping us with that now. We pray as we listen to the Bible that that would really teach us what we need to know. Amen.
Hi, I'm Toby, and today we'll be reading Hebrews chapter 12, verses 1 to 3. So we have many people of faith around us. Their lives should tell us what faith means. So let us run the race that is before us and never give up. We should remove from our lives anything that would get in the way, and we should remove the sin that so easily catches us. Let us look only to Jesus. He is the one who began our faith and makes our faith perfect. Jesus suffered death on the cross, but he accepted the shame of the cross as if it were nothing. He did this because of the joy that God put before him, and now he is sitting on the right hand of God's throne. Think about Jesus. He held on patiently while sinful men were doing evil things against him. Look at Jesus' example so that you will not get tired and stop trying.
Well, thank you very much for that Bible reading. I wonder, as you were listening, whether you could tell who are we learning from next? We've already learned from Usain Bolt about how to run. Who are we going to learn from next about how to run the Christian race? Well, it said there at the start of that Bible reading, it said, so we have many people of faith around us. We have many people of faith around us. Their lives tell us what faith means. So let us run the race that is before us and never give up. Who are those many people of faith that are around us? Well, they are the people that he's just been talking about. So we're reading from chapter 12 now, but in chapter 11, some of us looked at this last week, chapter 11, there were lots of stories there of people of faith, people in the Bible who lived their lives of faith. Now, children, maybe some of you have got a Bible that's a bit like this at home, and maybe you read that sometimes with your parents. Maybe you've got a Bible of some other kind, and it is full of stories about people of faith. Not everyone in the Bible had faith, but many of them did. They trusted God. They believed that his promises were true. They knew that the things that he was promising would happen, and so they didn't mind that it was hard. They didn't mind giving up things while they waited, because they trusted God and they believed his promises. And sometimes it was they wanted to give up, but they kept going and they never stopped. And maybe you recognize some of those faces. And Hebrews 12 is saying, look, all of these people are there in the Bible to help us keep running. They're like a big cloud of witnesses. They're like a big crowd of people running with us and helping us to keep going in that race. So it's a really good idea for us to be reading our Bibles and making a habit of that every time we do, especially when as we read the Old Testament, God is helping us to keep going, to keep trusting, and teaching us what that looks like and showing us, look, these are just people like us. They mess up, they make mistakes like we do, they have the same problems, they find it hard the same way we do, and yet time and again God helps them. And he and they trust him, and they turned out to be right to have faith. Now, not so long ago, we had the Cambridge Half Marathon here in Cambridge. It was only a couple of months ago. Some of you were running in it. Some of you were there along the sides, cheering and shouting and saying, well done. Perhaps your friends or your family or your mum or dad, they were running and you were there. And so you saw what it looks like. You saw these people running through Cambridge, and you saw how great it was that there was a big group of people running together. Much easier for each person who is running to keep going if they are surrounded by other people, the other people finding it hard, but the other people keep going as well. And that just encourages them and keeps them going. And that is what God is saying we have. We have that whenever we read the Bible. We're brought into contact with people from the past who are running that race, that same race that we've run. And they inspire us. If they can do it, we can do it. And maybe there are also around us others today in our Christian family who are running that same race and who can encourage us and inspire us. It's a great help to have each other. But if you look again at those people who were running that race in the Cambridge Marathon, just have a look at how they are dressed to run. They're wearing the right things, aren't they? They're not wearing big coats and heavy things, long, beautiful dresses that they would only trip up over. They are wearing the sort of thing that you wear when you run, just some shorts or a t-shirt, something so you don't get too hot, so it's not too heavy, maybe some good shoes to run in. That is a good way to dress and a good way to run. But the Bible is saying to us, look, as Christians, when we run the Christian race, sometimes we don't do that. Sometimes we dress a bit more like this. Sometimes we try and carry with us things that we want on our run. And we sort of try and keep going and run, but we've got like a big heavy weight on our backs and we can do it, but we just get tired and we just see how heavy it is. And the Bible is saying to us, look, it's time that we got rid of some of the things that we're trying to carry with us because they're slowing down our Christian faith. And sometimes the things that slow us down as we're running the Christian race, they're actually not bad things. They're good things that God has given us, but they've become so important to us that they've just become really heavy and slow us down on that race. So like maybe, for example, I've got a few things in here that I thought might be fun to have with me when I'm running a race. I thought I might want to, on the race, I might get a bit bored. I might like to watch some nice DVDs. I've got some quite fun ones there, Charlie and Lola. And I thought, you know, I really like to have a bit of fun. I really enjoy watching a lot of TV. You know, why not do that on a race? Or a bit of playing some computer games. Maybe that would be fun. I mean, it's kind of, once you start, it's hard to stop and it feels fun. And, you know, maybe that is slowing us down from our Christian life. There's nothing wrong with computer games. There's nothing wrong with watching DVD. Sometimes it's a good idea to have a little rest and a little break. But we might start to realize that it's slowing us down. It's stopping us from finding time to pray. It's stopping us from finding time to read the Bible. We never really think about God because we're so busy thinking about those things. Or even like a good thing like a hobby, something that we're learning. I thought maybe it'd be fun to bring a musical instrument with me. It's quite nice to learn a musical instrument, play in a band, play in an orchestra. You know, maybe when I'm running, I could like be practicing and learning my notes a bit. Well, that's not a good idea, is it? That's not going to help. That's going to make a race really slow and hard to keep going. But sometimes as Christians, we make our hobbies such a big thing in our lives, and we just so want to be the very best and have lots and lots of things that we can do, lots of sport, lots of music, but there's actually not really much time for anything that Jesus says is important. And it's just hard to really make time for him and to get to know him better. Maybe for some of us, it's schoolwork. I thought maybe if I go for a run, it might be fun to take with me a bit of schoolwork. You know, you never know. I might be able to do a bit of homework on the way. I want to impress the teacher. You know, I want to do well at school. I want to get good exams. I want to get a good job. I've got my pencil case as well. It does make it a little bit heavy when you're running to have all of those things with you. And God is saying to us, look, sometimes we don't need to really be as focused on that as we think we do. Maybe that isn't the most important thing in our lives. You know, everybody needs to learn at school, but it doesn't need to be the big thing that we're thinking about and feeling all the time. And sometimes if that is slowing us down, if that is stopping us from following Jesus, well, the Bible says, why don't you get those things out of the way? Maybe it's work for some of the grown-ups. You know, you really wish you had time to read the Bible, to pray, to meet with Christians. You really wish you gave God a bit more thought, but you know, you can't because, you know, work. You know, I mean, how could you go on a run without taking your laptop with you? that'd be, you know, you might, someone might send you an email and you might miss it. You might not get the work done well enough for the deadline. So take it with you on the run, and then you can be kind of typing as you run. And we try and live the Christian life that way. And we think that, well, it slows us down because we're so busy thinking about work and trying to get it that little bit better all the time that we just forget about Jesus and God and the things that he says are important. Yeah, there's nothing wrong with a glass of wine, is there? It's a good thing. It's a gift that God gave. Jesus talks about bread and wine, encourages people to have some. But, you know, sometimes that can be too important to us, and we just find it hard to stop when we should. And we just think that will be help us escape and forget our troubles. But it weighs us down. It messes things up in our lives, and it holds us back from following Jesus. Well, I don't know what it would be for you that you've been carrying with you while you've been trying to run a race that has been slowing you down. But just listen to what the Bible says about those things. It says in verse 1, we should remove from our lives anything that would get in the way. And we should remove from our lives the sin that so easily catches us. Do you see, there's two things that we should be removing from our lives. One is anything that gets in the way. Anything that slows us down, even good things, things that God wants us to enjoy and wants us to do well, if they actually are slowing us down and stopping us from following Jesus and making us reach the point where we give up, then maybe it's time to just kind of throw them away, get rid of them. You know, we won't need those things in heaven with God. Maybe there's time to drop some of those things out of the picture. It's talking about anything that would get in the way. But then also it says we should remove from our lives the sin that so easily catches us, because some things are a bit like this. They're a bit like trying to run the race. I've got a bin bag here. It's a bit like trying to turn the race into a sort of three-legged race and trying to run with, you know, this something like this around your feet. Maybe you've done a three-legged race or a sack race at school and your feet have been tangled up and you've had to kind of jump and run like that. And that is what it's like with sin. It catches us. It tangles us up. It slows us down. And the Bible says get rid of it. Sin, you see, is going to be forgiven by Jesus. Anyone who trusts and follows Jesus, they know their sin is forgiven. They know that it won't stop them from getting to the end of the race. It won't stop them from being with God forever. But it does slow you down. It easily tangles you up. It's no way to live the Christian life. And it is going to make you feel like giving up. And if you give up on your faith, well, then that's a much bigger problem. Then you really risk not making it to the end of the race. So don't run the Christian race with sin slowing up and tangling you up. Maybe there are things in our lives, I'm sure there are for all of us, and it's time we took them out of our lives. Gave them a smaller place if they're good things. If you can't do that, maybe drop them altogether. And maybe we should take a look at ourselves and say, what are the things that we are doing that are wrong? And is it time to get rid of those? Well, all those are lessons that you learn as you read the Bible and as you read about those people in the Old Testament, that group of people who are running the race with you, the many people of faith around us. And we're going to hear a song now about those people, about the faith that they lived and the faith that they share with us. You might want to join in with this song. Some of you will know it well. You might just want to sit and listen and think about it. Well, we've been singing about those people in the Bible, those people of faith around us in the Old Testament, who are an inspiring example that we can follow. They ran the Christian race, they run it with us, and we run it with them as well. But of course, as we sang in the song, there is one person that we need to follow above all, one person who is far more important in the Christian race, and that is Jesus. As we sang in the song, we will fix our eyes on him. We will fix our eyes on Jesus. In other words, if you imagine that I'm going to head out of my home and I'm going to go and run, I'm going to stay and speak with you. But if I were going out, I would need to start by getting out of the gate. And if you run a race, there's a starter gate. You need to go through that first. And none of us are able to get out of it. None of us are able to open it on our own. We can't even begin the race because of our disobedience to God and our sinfulness. But the great thing about Jesus is that he has gone ahead of us. He has done it for us. He has begun the race for us and opened that gate. He's already gone through the gate and opened it, and he's left it open for us to follow through. And all we need to do to get to the end of the race is to follow the way that he led. And that, I think, is what Hebrews is saying. It says, he, Jesus, is the one who began our faith, and he makes our faith perfect. He started it and he ends it. He started that path when he died on the cross. As it says there in Hebrews, Jesus suffered death on the cross, but he accepted the shame of the cross as if it were nothing. He treated the suffering that he went through, his death, as if it were nothing, no big deal, as if it really doesn't matter either way. Sometimes when we follow Jesus, we struggle with those things. We struggle with feeling embarrassed or ashamed. What will people think of us? Not wanting to be different, not wanting to stand out. We struggle with suffering, with missing out on things that feel important in this world. But Jesus went ahead of us on that race. He died for us on the cross so that we could follow him, and also so that we can follow his example, so that we can see that actually it doesn't in the end matter when we miss out on things in this life and in this world. It doesn't in the end matter what other people think of us. If we're following Jesus, then we know we're going to reach the prize. Hebrews 12 verse 2 says this: he did this, Jesus did this, because of the joy that God put before him. And now he is sitting at the right side of God's throne. So Jesus ran that race. He went through the starter gate. He died on the cross. He suffered and he went through the shame. And he carried on that race all the way through the finish gate to rise from the dead and to enter God's eternal home ahead of us. So if you imagine that I've gone for a run, that I've gone out of the gate, and I've gone for my run, and I've arrived at my destination, and I've come to my home. Well, when I run the Christian race and I get to the end of my life, I won't actually be able to enter God's home on my own, because I needed Jesus to go ahead of me first. But Jesus has run that race. I'm fixing my eyes on him. I'm following him past the cross and all the way through life. And I know that he has gone ahead of me. He's risen from the dead, and he's unlocked the door so that I can enter God's home. Not this, of course, just my home, but God's home in heaven. Far better, like Windsor Castle, like Buckingham Palace, like the White House, but far, far better. A home where God rules, where he welcomes us in forever. And that is a prize that Jesus knew was worth it. It was worth the shame of the cross. It was worth the suffering. He thought it was like nothing to him to give those things up, because he knew that he would be entering God's home forever. And he knew that we would be able to follow him and do as he has done, fix our eyes on him, look only to him and follow him all the way here. And this is how our reading finished. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 3. Think about Jesus. He held on patiently while sinful men were doing evil things against him. Look at Jesus' example, so that you will not get tired and stop trying. Well, I wonder, are you finding it hard to keep going in life at the moment? Are you finding it hard to keep going in faith at the moment? Well, the best thing we can do is learn from the person who has run this race ahead of us, to keep our eyes closely on Jesus, to remember what he was willing to go through. He has opened the way so that we can make it all the way to eternal life. He's died for us and risen again. Let's keep our focus on him, and we can do it. I want us to finish just by remembering what joy there is when a race is won and finished. This is why Jesus went through it all, because he knew what was coming for us at the end of our race. We're going to watch some people now enjoying and celebrating that they have run the race and won the victory.